nice place. I'd like to go over there, but I just hadn't had time.
Yeah. I haven't been through that museum there at Huntsville in a long time.
Wish I could. We were talking about swimming. Tell me, you know, more about it.
Well, that's just about the only way it was to it. They just go in and stay. And we used to have a lot of fun. I had some cousins that lived on this very place right here, and we had a swimming pool down here in Robinson Creek on my place, a big swimming hole there that we'd go in swimming. And we had an old mule named Old Jake, and you know, we'd take Old Jake with us in the swimming and just have more fun with that mule. He'd just swim with us. And we'd catch him by the tail, and he'd drag us back and forth across the water, you know, and just had more fun with Old Jake. And Old Jake liked to go in a swimming just like the boy.
That's
the first mule I ever did see going to swimming with a bunch of boys. We had a big hole down in the river. We'd carry Old Jake down there. I mean, two or three'd get on top of him, and one hole to his tail, and he'd take them all right across the water.
Do you ever dive off board and land flat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, belly buster. They called it belly buster. I mean, hit cut of your belly, you'd be as red as a turkey gobbler snout when you hit that water.
Well, if you had a diving board, you know, and a boy was on it, you'd say that he did what? He
dove off of the board.
And he has already, what, off the board?
Well, he just already dived or dove off the board.
And what about if you say you'd swim today and yesterday you did what? If you did the
swim yesterday. And swam today and swam yesterday. I believe the proper word to use.
And everybody else is already what, across the pond?
They've all swam across the pond.
And, you know, did when you we were talking about business a minute ago, I meant to ask you, around here, when you paid your bills on time, or if you made a big purchase or something, you know, and the person you were dealing with appreciated it, did they ever give you a little gift or something, you know?
Oh, they have at times, just a little bitty old thing, just not usually don't amount to much, just something, just show their appreciation, something like a little gift.
What would they say?
Pair of socks or something like that. You know, like if you bought a bunch of dry goods and paid for a bunch of bills, you know, tie, nice tie. Sometimes they want to be a little extravagant, a shirt. They do that sometimes.
What would they say it was for, that gift?
Well, just say in appreciation. I'll give you a little gift in appreciation for your trade.
That was nice. Well, you know, speaking of swimming again, did anybody ever, you know, go in water who couldn't swim around here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'd go in, but they're supposed to stay in there. They wasn't supposed to get in swimming water. That's water over the head. But sometimes they'd do it and get in trouble. Somebody'd have to rescue them.
Did anybody ever
drown?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sure have. A lot of times. I don't know. I can't remember nobody drowning right here in this community. But they always drowning down here in Lake Conroe and over to Lake Livingston. Just for, you know, they turn over in a boat or something and drown. You know, of course. I can't think of anybody around here that ever went to swimming and drowned, but they might have. Hmm. But it's not unusual at all for them to get out over water over the head. You have to sure watch children and little boys will get, and girls too, get dashing and just get out a little too far, and you better keep your eye on them. If you don't, you know, they'll be going under before you know it.
Well, what about trees? Did you ever tackle a tree and try to see how far you can get up it?
Yeah. Climbing trees?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that used to be a big pastime for young folk, climbing trees. And we used to, and talking about that swimming, we used to have trees over water, over lakes and things like that. And boys used to climb up those trees and dive off the limbs up in the top of the trees. Or that is way up in the trees, dive over in the water from the trees in the place of a platform. Go way up about 20 or 30 feet high and dive off. 20 feet anyway. Well, they went more than 20 foot. I've seen trees more than 20 foot high where boys would climb up and dive off.